Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and fills your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it spreads throughout your chest, moving in all directions, entering your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, allowing the light to be absorbed by each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart, filling them with healing energies to be carried to every extremity of your body. And now see the light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through the neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into the crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into your stomach and your diaphragm, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and deeper breaths. And now see the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, allowing you to assimilate all the nutrients that you take into your body and all of the light energies. Continue to see the light as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see this light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, feeling them completely with healing energies, bringing you courage and wisdom to allow you to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see the light as it flows into your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with the cosmos, bringing you into the fullness, into the balance of the universal forces of creation. And now continue to see this light as it flows through your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, grounding you, securing you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be fed to Mother Earth so that she can recycle them and create something beautiful with that energy. And now continue to see the light that grows brighter and brighter from within your body as it now moves through the pores in your body. And you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light. This light will protect you. This light will heal you. This light will rebalance you. Allow this energy to continue to spread and move throughout the room, the space that you are in, continuing to grow brighter and brighter, expanding through the walls, any restrictions, moving past the barriers, expanding out into your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, your state, your country. Allowing this light to continue to spread and becoming brighter and brighter as you reconnect yourself to Mother Earth and the cosmic forces of creation. Continue to see this light as it now spreads throughout the earth, moving deep within Mother Earth, activating healing for the planet on which we live, bringing balance and clarity, healing, remembrance to all beings that reconnect to this light, allowing for oneness and love in the light. Continue to see the earth as it is now filled with light and now surrounded by light. And all of our lights have now joined together as one to reconnect the light family to the universal forces of light and love. Continue to see this energy as it spreads, growing stronger and stronger, as it now fills all spaces, times, dimensions, transforming everything it touches, bringing it into higher frequencies, higher vibrations, aligning it with the higher dimensions. Continue to see our light as it now spreads out beyond the earth, moving into the universe, the multiverse, connecting with all other lights, our family of light, wherever we are throughout the multiverse, allowing for alignment, clarity, reconnection, greater love, forgiveness, and oneness to be our reality. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. And now we will continue our discussion on the body universe. And after our break, we will discuss the brown bear people. Today, I want to give you another frequency to focus on. It is for the planet Saturn. This frequency is 147.85 hertz. Again, this frequency is 147.85 hertz. I want you to focus on this frequency for healing, for rebalancing yourself. The energies of Saturn that lie within you. Remember, we are discussing the body universe. And we discussed last week in the realm of Vedic astrology, the celestial bodies hold a significant influence over our lives. Each planet is believed to govern specific aspects of our existence. And the nine planets, or grahas, play a pivotal role in shaping our destinies. And when we look at the planets as not being outside of us, but inside of us, being a projection of an archetypal energy that is contained within our body universe, then we begin to see that each one of these planets holds a specific energy frequency that we must attune ourselves to in order to find harmony and to be balanced once again. Because we have fallen into a state of amnesia when we came into the third dimension to be incarnated, then it comes a time when we must be reminded of who we are and the follies or the misconceptions that we have of our reality. We have been taught like children to believe that everything is outside of us. We have been taught to believe in separation. And so this has created a false reality where we no longer see that which is outside of us is really inside of us. That we pretend in our daily lives as if we are communicating with others that do not have anything to do with us. And this is not true. This is the furthest thing from the truth. Every aspect of you is being projected into your reality. And so as we continue to dive deeper into this sacred ancient wisdom, this knowledge of oneness, of the law of one, of the true identity of who we are, then we will continue to be reminded that everything that we see outside of us is truly inside of us. It's happening inside of us. And so because our perception has been tainted or altered, then we project and we believe that these planets exist outside of us. These energies exist outside of us. But I want to challenge you to reconnect to this energy that is within you. And we're going to talk about a few different things today, because as we go through this information, we will find differences in different schools of thought as we are challenged to study many different histories and ancient wisdom from around the planet. And we have to bring it back to our modern times, because this is the knowledge that we contain. Some of us understand modern Western astrology a little more than others, but it is all in the process of being worked out. It is still not in a state of perfection. It is because it is humans that are in an incarnated form that are trying to understand the reality that is around us. And so we create ways of understanding that, and we call those things sciences. And if our perception is wrong from the beginning, if we go into looking at anything the wrong way when we start out, then everything we get after that is going to be wrong. And this is what we have to begin to understand, that we have been understanding and not understanding. We have been conditioned to believe that reality works in this way, when in truth, it works in a completely different way. And so, as we dive deeper into each one of these planets and begin to learn of the energies, the archetypal energies that they represent, then I challenge you to connect to these within yourself. So today we look at the planet Saturn. And in Vedic astrology, Saturn is known as Shani or Shainashara. It is a slow-moving planet. It is a planet of justice. It gives you marks as per your karma or your deeds. According to Hindu mythology, planet Saturn is called Yama, as it is the chief governor of longevity. It basically carries forward the duty of God Shiva. It is cold and icy. Saturn is a barren, binding, cold, constant, dry, defensive, hard, nervous, and secretive planet. Now, I'm sharing some of these attributes because this is what we have been experiencing of the planet Saturn. But I also want to put a seed in the back of your mind that this is one perception. This is one way that we have been experiencing this energy. But as we raise our vibration and our frequency, then so shall the energy of Saturn change. Because there are higher octaves of each planet and there are lower octaves. And this is what we consider a lower octave, this planet. And all of these adjectives that I just gave you, the cold, icy, constant, binding, barren, dry, defensive, hard, nervous, and secretive, these are all aspects of this energy that we call planet Saturn. And so you must look within yourself. And because once again, we're bringing this home, everything we talk about, we're bringing it home to you. I want you to look inside of yourself. And if you have any cold spots in your body. Now, for people that have arthritis and different issues in their joints, this planet is going to affect you. This energy that is inside of you is binding your body. It's binding you. It is most important for you, if you are experiencing any of those adjectives, if you are experiencing nervousness, a feeling of being bound in your life, you don't have freedom, a feeling of dryness, even if your mouth is dry all the time, your skin is dry all the time, if you feel defensive, if you feel like you have to walk through life very hard, if you feel like you have to keep secrets, then this energy is very strong in you and it is out of balance. It is out of balance. And so this is why we want to work with the frequency of this planet. And even if you do not have any of these symptoms, if you are not experiencing any of these things, which is wonderful, then it means you've been doing something right to bring your body into balance. And so I want you to keep doing those things. But I also want you to continue to work with these frequencies, because as we move through, we have to keep everything in balance. So just a few minutes of meditation on the 147.85 hertz, just keeping that number in your mind, sending love to it, sending light to it, allowing the balance of your heart, mind, and body to begin to heal the spots in your body that are experiencing coldness, binding energy, dryness, nervous energy, hardness, stiffness. This is the energy of Saturn. Now, in astrology, it rules over the signs Capricorn and Aquarius. So Saturn is considered to be very auspicious for people born under the signs owned by Venus. So that would be Libra and Taurus people in Western astrology. So this planet is an auspicious planet for you, which means it's a very good planet. It brings you gifts from the universe. And for other people not born under or ruled by the Venusian planet, then it can be one that gives you great challenges. Some look at it as a malefic planet, which brings bad tidings. And so, again, as we dive deeper, and this is not an astrology course by any means, but I am simply giving you some information on things that we call astrology. And of course, that can go into many different areas, but I want you just to hone in to the information I'm sharing with you now. Now, for people born under Mercury, then governed by this planet, then this is not such a good planet that rules over you. So that means that you will have many more issues with stiffness, dryness, issues of defensiveness, nervousness, binding energies. That is what it means, that this energy of Saturn can bring this because it's out of balance in your body. So you need to work on these things more than others. But anyone who is experiencing any of these symptoms, then you need to be conscious that that energy is ruled by Saturn. Now, some astronomical facts about this planet. It has 9 moons and passes through each zodiac sign within 2.5 years. So that means it stays in one sign for up to 2.5 years. And that's a pretty long time. Not as long as the outer planets, but it affects you for 2.5 years when it's in a certain house. And so that means it's going to work with you. And Saturn is a tough teacher. It really is. It's your best teacher. It's the one that made you do your homework. It's the one that makes you really have to study. You can't come to class and half read the chapter or you're going to flunk. Saturn forces you to grow up. It is the energy that is within you that wants you to mature, to come to your higher frequencies, to begin to connect with your soul self, coming out of the physical ego, the lower dimensions of the self, the childlike self. It forces you to grow up and begin to follow the rules and take responsibility so that we can have a beautiful life on planet Earth. So I want to begin to dissolve in some ways such the negative conceptions that are held around Saturn and Mars and even Pluto, because we have to understand that when we see those things as negative, then we are also seeing aspects of ourselves in that same light. But when we switch our perspective of our reality, then we begin to see that these are aspects of the self that are trying to convert us to something else. They are our transformational energies. And because they can come in kind of hard and slap you around, then they are considered negative. But we have to look at ourselves and see how are we relating to these energies that are within us. Are we fighting something where we need to grow? When you have stiffness in your body, it means that you are not open to change, that you don't like things to change very often. You want things to continue as they have been. And so you will then be fighting with that aspect of yourself that we call Saturn, the energies of Saturn within the body, because Saturn wants you to grow. Saturn wants you to become something more. And this is why it is considered the god of karma, because it's bringing you your deeds. So all your homework, you did all your homework the whole semester. You got straight A's on all your tests. Then you will get the highest marks and you will graduate to the next level. That's what Saturn wants for you. Okay. And so it manifests on all the levels of the self, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and in the different aspects, it manifests differently. So on the physical levels, you will begin to see this manifest in the body as cold spots and dryness of the skin, so on and so forth, nervousness. So begin to work with the energies of Saturn so that you can align yourself and become very balanced with the universal forces that are within you, within your body. Knowing that you are a part of the universe and that each part is within you allows us to now reconnect to the wholeness of who we are. Know that Saturn, the energy of Saturn, rules over your bones, your hair, your aspects of growth. It rules over your ears, your teeth, and your gastric nerves. These are the parts of your body that this energy will affect when it is out of balance, okay? So this is why I want you to begin to work with this energy, to bring it into balance, to begin to harmonize your life. You want to begin to work with these energies of each and every planet to heal and strengthen the parts of you that need to be healed and strengthened. Remember, the universe is within you. We study these things to become aware of aspects of ourselves that we have forgotten that exist within us. As above, so below. As within, so without. Everything is a mirror of our body universe. Now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the brown bear people. We'll be back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin to look at the people who were born between August 23rd and September 22nd. These people belong to the Turtle Clan, and by entering the sacred hoop of life at this time, this initiated them into the earth element, and they are called brown bear people. This is Native Earth Astrology. These people were born under what is known as the harvest moon. Amethyst is their mineral totem, violet is their plant totem, and the brown bear is their animal totem. So now let's dive deeper into the brown bear people to discover the powers and the magic they hold within them. We will begin with the mineral totem, the amethyst. This is a crystalline quartz that ranges in different colors of purple. The royal purple stones are the most valuable and rare. Amethyst is found all around the world. Rings made of amethyst have been found on the mummies of Egyptian pharaohs, as well as on the rulers of the ancient Mayan and Aztec empires. Cleopatra wore a ring of amethyst with an engraving of Mithras, the ancient Persian deity. And this ancient Persian deity is very interesting if you want to go and research. Mithras, Mithras, very interesting. Amethyst is considered to be symbolic of good judgment, justice, and courage to the ancients. It is also attributed with the power of protecting its wearer from black witchcraft, as well as lightning and hailstorms. Amethyst was also believed to protect its wearer from intoxication, and in some countries, amethyst crystal glasses were made so that people would not become drunk. Others have used amethyst to help them achieve spiritual attunement. Today, many continue to use the amethyst as a natural tranquilizer to relieve stress and strain, to soothe irritability and balance mood swings. This stone also is used to dispel anger, rage, fear, and anxiety. It alleviates sadness and grief and dissolves negativity. Amethyst activates spiritual awareness, opens intuition, and enhances psychic abilities. Sleep with an amethyst under your pillow to prevent bad dreams. This is just a few of the healing powers of the stone from ancient to modern times. The brown bear people have a lot in common with their mineral totem, as they are sought out for protection. They are very intuitive and can work with both the spiritual realm and the physical reality to protect those they love. These people are usually very courageous and use good judgment. When they are in balance, they are very discriminating and use this ability to look more deeply into things to make all of their decisions in life. And because of their ability to be fair and just, they are valuable friends and very good leaders. Like their amethyst, these people have the power to protect themselves and their friends from extremes, whether it be negativity or of intoxication. Their protection comes from their own good sense and their own knowing that people make their own negativity and therefore control it if they want to. When brown bear people are in balance, they have the ability, like their stone, to help others achieve a spiritual attunement. They make powerful speakers who can help large numbers of people see the need for harmony in their own lives. Brown bear people also make great teachers and supervisors due to their ability to listen and to rationalize through any problems. They tend to be cool and rational, precise in thought and presentation, and accurate in their speech. When a brown bear person says something, you can be sure that they know just what they're talking about. The plant totem for those born under the harvest moon is violet. This is a cool forest flower that is often associated with very warm sentiments of the heart. There are 400 species of violet, and most of them are perennials, but a few are annuals. They are found in damp woods and other shady places. Most grow close to the ground and have dark green leaves with very delicate flowers. Both the leaves and flowers of violets are medicinal. They are antiseptic as well as expectorant. And because they have mucilaginous properties, they have also been used to prepare soups and stews. This is especially true for the variety known as wild okra. Medicinally, the violet seems to have a property that allows it to reach places in the body, usually only penetrated by the blood and lymphatic systems. Violets dissolve any toxic materials found in the blood. It is a major herb used by native healers to heal cancer. The tea is used for difficulty breathing, especially if caused by toxicity in the stomach or bowels. It is also used for sore throats and tumors of the throat. It can be used to cool any high temperature of the body, to be used internally or externally, to treat fever or inflammations. It is a general tonic for the mucous membranes, and if used as a compress, it will alleviate headaches, sore throats, skin problems, and toothaches. In modern times, it is known to support restful sleep. Violet is moist and cooling, and the leaves inflammation, and when used externally, they soothe skin irritations and swelling. It has an affinity for the lymphatic system and can promote healthy lymphatic function. Like the violet, brown bear people have a cool quality about them. People with this totem can feel things very deeply, but they usually like to show their feelings by working to improve the lives of those they love, rather than just talking about their emotions. Brown bear people have both an antiseptic and expectorant quality that they use to remove any people or ideas from their lives that are no longer helpful to their growth. These people do not like lip service. They are looking for team players to help pick up the slack and to help support the overall mission, whatever that may be, in the home or in the office. They will quickly expel those who are all talk but no action. They especially do not like liars, and if they find that someone is impeding or undermining their progress, they will lose respect for them and remove them from their lives. Brown bear people like to run a clean and tight ship with everyone's hands honestly on deck. Like their plant, they also have the ability to penetrate into the deep spaces of the mind and body of those around them. If there is something wrong, please don't try to lie about it. Brown bear people can see right through any lie. They will lose patience with those who are insincere and manipulative, and this can cause them to go into a full force attack. If this happens, their anger can be quite strong, but it can be expressed in a way that seems cool and perhaps even calculating. Violet tea can be used by brown bear people when they are out of balance and are experiencing problems of the stomach or bowels. It can also be used for any skin problems that may arise from nervous energy. The animal totem for those born under the harvest moon is the brown bear. This bear is identical to the black bear. In fact, some females will have one brown and one black cub in the same litter. The black bear is more common in the east, and the brown bear is more common in the west. Another name for the brown bear is cinnamon bear, which is usually 4 to 5 feet long, 2 to 3 feet across the shoulders, and can weigh up to 200 to 400 pounds. They vary in color from blonde to all varieties of brown and black, with the black ones often having a white or light brown muzzle. They can be found mostly in the western states, Alaska, and Canada. Bears make their dens in holes, caves, beneath fallen trees, in deserted buildings, or under waterfalls. The females tend to line their dens with leaves and grass, while the males don't. They are generally careful and quiet creatures. When excited, they will bark, growl, whine, or woof. Brown bears are omnivorous, eating what they can get their paws on, which includes grass, seeds, plants, vegetables, nuts, fish, squirrels, chipmunks, gophers, birds, and garbage. But their favorite meal is honey and berries. Their only enemies are humans and forest fires, because no other animal wants to tangle with a full-grown bear. Their claws are razor sharp, and they are massive and very strong creatures. Bears are curious animals. They lead a slow, deliberate, and enjoyable life. They take the time to watch and learn from the things around them. They only seem to get busy in the fall when they have to eat in abundance enough to sustain them through the winter's hibernation. A bear's hibernation is really not complete, as we may think. They will come out of their dens on a warm winter's day, and when they sleep, it is not too deep. During the latter time of hibernation, which lasts from November to March, is when the females give birth to their cubs. And so during the last part of their hibernation, the females have to be awake long enough to nurse and care for their young. The male bears do not take part in raising their cubs. A litter usually consists of 2 cubs, and they weigh about 8 ounces at birth and are hairless and as helpless as mice. It takes 7 years for cubs to mature. The mother bear is affectionate with her cubs, but she will literally spank them if they do not obey her. Overall, bears have a cheerful and good nature about them. They will rarely bother humans. In fact, they will always run away if they see them. The problem comes in when humans begin to feed bears or try to make pets out of them. If you run into a mother with cubs, she will let her babies run off first to defend them, and then she will make a go of it herself once they are clear. Once bears get used to something, like being fed, it is very difficult to break that habit. This is why you always see the signs, "Don't feed the bears," in national parks. But you can always find a human breaking the rules, and this creates a big problem for everyone. This could even cause the bear to be killed in protection of humans because the humans have been feeding them. This cycle must stop, and I think with a little education, humans will become more aware of how to interact or not to interact with wildlife. To Native people, the bear is a very special animal. In most legends that contain animals, bears are the head of the council. Now, this is due to the qualities of the bear, which are fairness, strength, and courage. In most tribes, the bear clan is either the medicine, leadership, or defense clan. Like their totem, people of this moon are not terribly picky. They can be comfortable in whatever den they can locate, as long as it is reasonably neat and well organized. Brown bear people can be quiet for a long period of time, and they don't mind doing that. But when they have something to say, usually it is in an eloquent way. They think very deeply before they speak when they are in balance. So you can tell very quickly when brown bear people are out of balance because they will not add up to anything that I've been talking about. They will be feisty people. So all of their, I guess you can say, negative qualities would be what you would see about them. But that is simply because they are out of balance. In their nature, they will be very quiet people, but they have no problem socializing with family and friends. But they can go into hibernation on you. Brown bear people can get lost, and you'll be, "Where's Susie at?" or "Where did Jim go?" And it's been all winter, and I haven't seen them, because they like to get quiet in the winter as well. Now, when they have that time alone, this gives them the time to think, to go back over the year that they just had. And brown bear people like to think deeply. They like to contemplate what has happened throughout the year and what changes do I want to make in the new year. So this is one of the reasons why they're very good for leadership, because they don't act as quickly as some other, maybe the fire signs, the fire elemental people. They're very earth energy, and they're very grounded. So they do like to contemplate and think over all of the angles before they make a move. And when they do take those quiet periods for themselves, then others should respect that. And I think this is one of the reasons why it is good to find out, where do your people fit? You know, if you're married to someone who is a brown bear, then you can understand why they really didn't want to have anything to do with the babies. You know, left you to do all the work. You're in the den and doing everything and they're asleep. Well, this is because of the energy and the nature that we have that resonates with these people, the brown bear energy. It's very interesting, and I love looking into it this way. Now, these people are also not very picky eaters. They will love large varieties of different kinds of foods as long as they have not committed to a special diet. Because in that case, they will ardently support whatever the diet is. And one of their strong traits is perseverance. And they are very good at teaching this to others as well. Brown bear people, like their totem, are also very curious about the world around them. They like to watch people and learn from them. They like to sit in a quiet corner and look out into the crowd to observe what others are doing. Brown bear people like to know what makes people do what they do and why things are the way they are. They like to fix things and make things better, to bring them into a more balanced state. And this is in relationships as well as in life in general. These folks are not quick to jump into anything new very fast. They are slow and deliberate and like to think things through. So If you're a fire element and you're married to an earth element, then you will find this to be true, that they're very slow. They want to think things through, whereas the fire or the air people move very quickly. And they're, what's taking you so long? Can't you make up your mind? You know, can you talk a little faster? This is what you'll find between these. So this is why we need to understand each other on an elemental level, to see that the sacred hoop of life is real. There's elements that rule each corner of this hoop. And when you understand that someone came through that part of the sacred hoop, then they contain more strongly in their dominant energy these attributes. And so it allows you to have more patience with people, to be able to understand them more, and allows us to get along better on this planet, because we really need to learn how to respect one another and get along like a healthy family, not a dysfunctional family. We really have to work on that. Okay. So it's good to know why people do what they do. And brown bear people are good at that. They're good at watching people and trying to understand why they do what they do. And again, this is what makes them a good counsel, good people to be in positions to give advice. So they do like to fix things and they like to make things better. So wherever they go, they will try to improve it. They like to see things running efficiently and orderly. This is that Virgo energy in the Western astrology. So they like things in order, you know. Now, these folks are not very quick to do things faster or move quickly. So if you need someone who needs to think quickly on their feet, you don't want to hire a brown bear person for that position, because they're not going to move that quick for you. Make sure that an air person, you might want to, you know, work with an air person that has the balance of the earth with them as well. But you need them to be able to move a little bit more quickly. Air or fire is going to be the ones for you. Now, they do enjoy life. Brown bear people like to enjoy life. They love the comforts of life because this is the earth energy that's in them. And they love to make their lives very comfortable, as well as the people around them. Brown bear people, just like their totem, usually like to slow down in the winter. They take this time to reflect on the activities of the months before, just as I said, in order for them to prepare for the year ahead of them. Now, throughout the year, these people tend to be good-natured and cheerful, gentle and confident, as long as they are in a good state of balance. If they feel cornered, or this can be by a person, an idea, circumstances of their life, and if they think that they are cornered and they can't get out of something, then they will fight and they will bring things down. So you don't want to corner a bear person, even though they're very quiet, they're gentle giants. Don't corner them. Give them that space they need in order to think things through, whatever it is they need to do, because they do make formidable enemies. Because brown bear people are of the earth element, they are rooted in the physical reality. But when they are in good balance and connected to the deeper essence that flows through them, they can be quite balanced in both the spiritual and physical realms. They contain both the wisdom of the earth as well as the cosmos. This wisdom allows them to know where the strengths and weaknesses of others are. And like the brown bear, these people are very clever. They can do anything they put their minds to, no matter how difficult the task may seem. When they set their minds to something, nothing will stop them from accomplishing that task. Brown bear people often become leaders in whatever field they pursue because of their fairness, strength, courage, and tenacity. These people will hang in there until things become the way they feel they should be. They will also fervently defend any idea, person, or anything they hold close to them. They will come to the defense of anyone they care for, unless they feel that that person needs that particular lesson in order for them to grow. As parents, brown bear women are affectionate yet strict. They will set their limits on their young and expect them to obey. Like the bear, they will leave their young when they feel that it is time for them to be on their own. Brown bear men, like their totem, are slow to get into parenthood, but usually are affectionate parents once they get used to the idea. They tend to swing between strictness and overindulgence. But both women and men demand neatness, order, and precision from their offspring, as they don't want anything disturbing their dens. Brown bear people are ruled by the spirit keeper of the South. That represents the qualities of growth and trust. While this gift of trust keeps them from becoming too cynical about the people around them or the world at large, brown bear people must always guard against becoming cynical, because this can make them overly critical of everything and everybody. When they swing into this mindset, it is very difficult for them to come out of it. There is literally nothing that will please or soften them. During such times, they can show a marked bitterness totally out of proportion to anything that has happened to them, or they can drudge up every unhappy event that happened in their life to justify their feelings. When brown bear people allow themselves to get this far out of balance, they are likely to suffer from diseases that affect their stomach, their bowels, and their heart. And these disorders will often be blockages of some kind. This is a manifestation of the blocked energy that brown bear people are creating through their negative interpretation of reality. If a person in such a state can find a way to release the energy blocks within them, they will find it relatively easy to swing back into a state of balance and also a good state of health. Now, their membership in the Turtle Clan increases brown bear people's ability to remain grounded in the earth while they work on the various projects with which they are usually associated. You are here, brown bear people, to teach humanity how to be grounded, truthful, strong, and courageous while enjoying the pleasures of life, but not allowing any of them to throw you out of balance. Brown bear people represent the power and strength of humanity while remaining gentle and warm. Their greatest strength is their ability to be strong and peaceful at the same time. This is the quality and the power that you hold within you. Never forget that you are here to teach humanity how to be powerful and strong, but also how to smell the roses, how to be gentle and peaceful with your strength. This is your quality. This is what you are able to give to humanity as a gift. Never forget it. Thank you for joining me for another incredible show. Tune in next week as we revisit the Raven people and close the circle of the sacred hoop of life. These people were born between September 23rd and October 23rd. They belong to the Butterfly Clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.